Willie Buchanan was a shutdown defensive back in college at San Diego State. As a senior for head coach Don Coryell, the kid from Oceanside allowed only 12 completed passes on his side of the football field, and he had 5 interceptions. When he graduated, the Green Bay Packers made him their first choice in the 1972 National Football League draft. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Willie Buchanan came to Titletown in the years when the Pack, they were starting to rebuild after those glory years. He was named the NFL All-Defensive Team. In fact, he was the Defensive Rookie of the Year that first season. Now at age 70, Willie is still energetic and busy and living in his home area of Oceanside, California. He's back with me today on Sports and Commentary. Doing real estate, you said last time. Enjoying your family, your wife, your 2 kids, and all those 8 grandkids, Willie. But let's talk about your Green Bay years. You get to Green Bay after being the first-round draft pick in 1972. And there are guys like running back John Brockington, and they got MacArthur Lane. He made a big impact. Scott Hunter is a quarterback, Scott out of Alabama. And then there are some guys from the glory years like Carroll Dale and Ray Nitschke, the linebacker. What was that first Packers training camp like for you?
Well, it was a little different. You know, I've always been, I was an all-sports guy, so I did football, baseball, track, and actually I was drafted by the Padres in my freshman year in college, and I told them, you know, I love baseball, but I just really want to play football. And so I kept going with that. And then when I got back to Green Bay, and saw the traditional Lombardi Air players that were still lingering around. And Ray Nitschke was my locker partner. So I had a locker right next to me. And he's screaming and yelling, "Hey, put a rookie next to me. Oh, what's going to happen?" And so I got to know Ray Nitschke real well. But Dan Devine had assembled a great football team. John Brockington was the Rookie of the Year the year before that, and it just so happened that I ended up being a Rookie of the Year the next year. So Green Bay had back-to-back Rookie of the Years. Justin Marco came in, MacArthur Lane probably was the big catalyst of the offense that really drove John Brockington's running game to a different dimension. And we had a good defense. I learned a lot from Dave Robinson also. He was my left linebacker, the old Hall of Famer, and he taught me how to be a complete football player, both tackling, forcing, and covering.
Mm-hmm. So that first season you come in under Dan Devine, you guys go 10-4 and win the NFC Central Division. That was a nice introduction to the NFL for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a cakewalk after our first season. And the Washington game that we played at, which we should have won if we had been called out of the certain offensive plays that when Washington's defense came up with a 5-man line instead of running, if we had a pass, like Bart Starr tried to tell Dan Devine, but Dan wouldn't listen. Mm-hmm. And that cost us a trip to the Super Bowl. We think that year, and we had a good enough team to win the Super Bowl that year, too. I think Miami won that year, and they were, I guess, undefeated. We beat them in preseason game that year, so we knew what they were all about. But we were probably 1 or 2 steps away from going to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, and Coach Devine, head coach of the Packers, was stubborn. He stayed with the running game, like you said, even though it just wasn't working all day. Basically, he said, we are what we are, and we're not going to budge from that running game, right?
Well, the running game, you didn't get on track because they put a 5-man line up.
Yep.
And Bart Starr had told Scott Hunter, anytime they come up with a 5-man line, you were to audible out of it and run these passing plays. That's because they had only 2 linebackers in the 5-man line. So Dan Devine's intimate wisdom and decided that he knew better than how to control an offensive scheme, and he wouldn't listen to Bart. That was the bottom line.
Yeah, and he would soon be gone, and Bart would take his place as head coach. Well, you play that game, you lose to the Skins that year in the postseason, but you are named the NFL Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's pretty good stuff to end the year.
Yeah, I was surrounded by some good people. They took Al Matthews, moved into free safety. They moved Jim Hill in and from San Diego, which I knew from my college days out here. And when I was at San Diego State, he was playing for the Chargers. And Kenny Ellis was an all-pro corner anyway. So we developed a good secondary, and we actually, up until the last game, we had only 5 touchdown passes thrown on us. And so we had a great secondary, and it just gelled. And then the offensive line, and I mean the defensive line that we had with Bob Brown, who ended up making All-Pro that year, and just some stellar guys, Alden Roche and Clarence Williams and Mike McCoy. We played a good defense also, so it was fun, you know. And I thought that it was going to last for 7 years.
Well, it's been fun to stroll down memory lane here with you, Willie. But a whole lot more Packer. We're just talking the first year in Green Bay. The second year you come back, you're Defensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL, and you suffer a devastating, maybe career-ending injury. I think we'll save that for our next sports and commentary. Willie Buchanan, age 70, living out in California, the Packers Hall of Famer. Thank you for being here today, and we'll get together again on the next sports and commentary. God bless you. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, Greg.